Hayden Wanoor is the chair of Te Ringa Mahara, the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission. And today we are talking about a new report and its briefings to incoming ministers. Obviously, a new government wants to understand the lay of the land. And Hayden's here to talk with us about furnishing this information on their behalf. A warm welcome to you once again, Hayden. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, da.
It's rangatira tēnā koe. What are the key mental health and wellbeing issues for the incoming government and the new Minister of Mental Health, Hayden?
Okay, so we're promoting or advocating for a stronger focus on young people, and of course, our rangatahi taiohi as being an area that we'd really like to see improvement in access to services. The right kinds of services. We're keen to see a reduction in the use of young people going into acute into adult facilities, and we want to see an expansion broadly across Kaupapa Māori services. We know that where those services exist, that there is better access, and we also know that there's significant pressures in the workforce area, and we're keen to see not only a growth in the established positions, and we've seen funding going into those over the last 5 years for positions, your typical specialist services, psychiatry, nurses, psychology, and so on, but also a growth in our kaiarahi, kaiawhina workforces, our cultural workforces. We think that as a proportion of the workforce, it's about 3.5%, and we see there's a huge opportunity to grow that workforce that will help improve access for our young people and across the board.
Yeah,
well, those are the key priorities, and the minister has also indicated his own priorities are around access, workforce, and an increase in early intervention and prevention. So there's quite an alignment with where the government wants to go in terms of their own priorities as well.
Tēnā koe. Matt Ducey is the new Minister for Mental Health. As far as kaiawhina Māori, and we know that Māori approaches can be successful in the health sector, mental health included, those competent in cultural approaches to helping mental health issues at 3.5% is certainly not over the top, but we're in an environment and political climate where funding Māori issues seems to cause politicians to hesitate. What would you say of the need to grow this area of mental health skill and expertise at this time?
Well, we know that our need is greater. We're very much a strong advocate for supporting the Māori voice to bring a greater range of resources into expanding the existing Kaupapa Māori workforces and services, and we know that they're doing a great job. So, we think there is a very strong case based purely on need to continue to expand on the work that's been done so far. And we've seen some improvements. We know that people are experiencing mild to moderate mental distress. I've had some improved access over recent times, but it's not even across the country. We know that there's quite wide-ranging variation across the country, and so we want to see more of that being replicated, and there is a compelling case based on need.
In the pre-election rhetoric, there was criticism of the $1 billion or so earmarked for mental health mahi when Andrew Little was heading the kaupapa. But I know that opposition parties, now the government, were critical that they weren't getting bang for the buck. Is that still an issue? Are they still peppering you with pātai about where the billion went?
If you look back over our reports, particularly into the access and choice, we had our own criticism, if you like, but constructive criticism about where things could be improved. One of the criticisms we made at the time was that, in terms of trying to commission or build new services for Kaupapa Māori approaches, then that needed to be done in a different way rather than the traditional orthodox way, which tended to favour the status quo. So we were saying to people, to organisations that commission, Te Whatu Water now, but DHBs back then, that they need to commission in a different way. And to their credit, that did happen. So, and we've seen, as I said, some improvement. So that's a really good model of how we can be, how that could be applied on a broader range of services across a wider part of Aotearoa. So we know that in the areas that receive that funding, that there's some improvement, but we also know that there's more to be done, and that then there's more to be done across the motu.
Tēnā koe, Hayden. There are alarming reports of psychological distress among our young people aged 15 through 24, and that's more than quadrupled in the last decade. How are accessible services provided, particularly for rangatahi Māori, and what does that involve?
Yeah, well, I think we know that, the youth stop shop, the one-stop shops are a very good model. And also kaupapa Māori providers are providing their own kaupapa-based services. So, it's really about, again, we talked about the peer workforce and growing that workforce and pairing that up with specialist services so that when young people come in, they can see themselves in the people that they're dealing with, that they know that the people that they're often dealing with will have their own experiences to draw on. And so that's important. And then and also making it easy to have access to specialist services where they're needed. So really it's about taking a very different approach. And we have good examples of that around the motu, but we just don't have them evenly or consistently spread across the motu.
Tēnā koe. Well, it's Valentine's Day. It's also a year on since Gabriella. I was wondering about support for regions particularly hard hit, such as Hawke's Bay, the East Coast, with the cyclone. What sort of support has, in a mental health corridor, been afforded these areas?
Yeah, so we know we've got some experiences. Unfortunately, we've had the experience of significant earthquakes in Christchurch and Kaikoura, and the effect that that's had on our mental well-being. And we also have the experience of COVID, and we know what worked in those particular situations. And the same principles apply here for the devastation that was created on the East Coast in the Hawke's Bay and in Auckland area as well. And really it's about getting those resources, ensuring that the resources are funding in particular is made available to those organisations that already exist, where there's strong infrastructure, whether they be kaupapa Māori organisations, whether they be sports clubs and so on,